Gorgeous gaming, stunning streams, unbelievable bandwidth. It's another Lifestyles of Gagillionaires. Meet the AT&T Fiber customers winning at life with hyper gig speeds. Meet Gagillionaire Terry. While his love of streaming horror movies has him constantly on the edge of his seat, his internet bill won't give him a scare.
Oh, don't go in there. I'm telling you.
Because since Terry upgraded to AT&T Fiber with hyper gig speeds, he doesn't worry about data caps or equipment fees.
Come on, man. The door's open for a reason.
And best yet, he also doesn't stress about a price increase at 12 months. Because with the amazing Gagillionaire lifestyle comes an exquisite sense of tranquility. Most of the time. Live like a Gagillionaire. Get straightforward pricing with AT&T Fiber. Internet that upgrades everything. No data caps, no equipment fees, and no price increase at 12 months.
Limited availability in select areas. Visit att.com/hypergig for details.
Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
Alrighty, we're back. Hey, Wendy, more and more are coming over to what we've been telling people. You know, all those people that were saying we were putting out disinformation, we were putting out disinformation. Well, guess what? Even those on the left are starting to come over and say, hey, you know what? You know, you've conned us. We're not going to be conned anymore. It's an amazing thing to see that. Seeing those on the left admitting, you know. But do you think we'll get any apology? Do you think that we'll hear from any of these people that will say, you know, you were right, or I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said you were putting out disinformation? What do you think?
No, I don't think you. I doubt it.
All righty. Now, when we were talking about Israel, and Israel was going to lead the nation, they were going to lead the world in these vaccines. So we said, big mistake. You're doing what the Iran could never do to you. You're killing off all your young men. You're doing it yourself. And that's what China has been boasting about. China's been boasting about they're killing off American soldiers without firing a shot through these vaccines. Because we got the China bought and paid for agents here in our government. Bought and paid for. Anyhow, Israel now number one in COVID cases per capita, proving all of the draconian vaccinations, lockdowns, and restrictions are utterly worthless and stupid. We told you that right from the beginning. Despite the fact that Israel has implemented some of the most draconian COVID-19 pandemic measures in the world, the country is now number one in the world in new cases, according to local reports. According to the Times of Israel, a leading health expert in the county said that 0.6% of the population was tested positively daily for the virus. Most likely the latest variant, Omicron, which is highly contagious, but also very mild. Professor Iran Siegel of the Weizmann Institute said, at that rate, Israel currently leads the entire world per capita infection rates, even though the population is required to get the latest version of vaccines available, and despite heavy quarantine and lockdown regimes. Now even the CDC is actually saying, Wendy, don't get the other vaccines. They could harm you. And so, but we tried to tell people, here's another one. You ready? Fully vaccinated Malta reaches record COVID-19 death rate. If you were to base your impression on Malta's COVID-19 situation on the country's news headlines, you would assume the situation is getting better. People are happy, cases are dropping, and the vaccines are working. Life is back to a new normal. Sadly, this is not the case. Things are actually bad, getting worse. Hang on a minute, I got to turn the page here. How bad? If you are into numbers, while Maltese news laughing and smoking a cigar at the table, the country just got clobbered by the bat virus, like Capone going to town to one of his henchmen. The world's modern COVIDian citizen just reached its highest level on COVID-19 death rate, despite being one of the most vaccinated nations on the planet, with over 85% of the population fully vaccinated. HealthData.org states that 94% have at least one dose. These are astonishing vaccine statistics. Leaders in most Western countries can only dream of such numbers, yet people are dying in record numbers. Hey, Wendy, it seems like the more people that are vaccinated, the more people that are dying. But, Wendy,
yeah,
they're not dying from the COVID. They're dying from the vaccines. We knew that all along, didn't we?
We knew.
And so, there you go. Anyhow.
Well, Pastor?
Yes.
I know you were busy running into a tree earlier. I'm sorry that happened. But in my text to you about the show topics, I said I could only stay for the first hour.
Oh.
Yes,
I haven't
I'm
even
sorry.
Seen you. I haven't seen you in 2 weeks, and then...
I know. Then, I have to be someplace early tomorrow morning. I apologize.
Yeah, I do, too, but don't worry about it. I'm used to rejection. Just go your merry way. I'll still love you.
Okay.
I know what I'll do. I'll open the phone lines and argue with a bunch of people out there.
Okay. Well, you're good at that.
Well, you know what I should do? Mm. I should say, I want to hear from all those hillbillies that are wearing masks. What do you think?
Oh, yeah. First, that's what you call them, right?
Those face diapers.
Right.
No. All right. Now, listen. I love hillbillies. Mm-hmm. I know a bunch of them. And so, anyhow, that's what's going on there. So you can run off and get your beauty sleep. It's done
okay.
You a lot of good in the past. And seeing is believing. And I'll handle this by myself.
Okay.
Don't worry.
Well, I'm
Don't
so
worry
sorry,
about
but,
me.
You've been doing this for years, and I'm sure people are going to be calling in and asking you all kinds of questions.
Yeah, they do.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to answer them all by myself because you won't be here.
Well, don't you have some clips? I know you have clips to play.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Watch it. They're going to call me and ask me about things that you know, about things about natural herbs, about what herb do I use for this or what herb do I use for that. And
they can always call us at our office between 9 and 3 Eastern Time, and they'll usually get us.
All righty. And that's at 866-229-3663. All right. Go get that beauty sleep, young lady, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Hey, you
All
know
right.
what?
God bless.
I haven't paid you yet for that last package I got.
Oh, so, okay. I'll reach out to you later. Okay?
All righty. God bless. I love you. You have a good night.
Love you, too. You, too. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. She's a little sweetheart, that is, not little Wendy. All right. Listen, I think I'm going to open the phone lines early tonight. And in between these articles, I'll take calls. So you ready? Okay, here you go. This is one. First of all, this is a two-parter, folks. So, huge breaking news. Wisconsin Assembly votes to advance Representative Rathon's resolution to reclaim Wisconsin's electors for president and vice president that were certified under fraudulent purposes. Now, see, this was the good news, folks. Okay, so here you go. The Wisconsin Assembly voted unanimously in a voice vote in a privileged resolution to move forward with Representative Rathon's resolution to reclaim Wisconsin's 10 electors for U.S. President and Vice President who were certified under fraudulent purposes. So all the evidence is what we've been telling you. Remember, we did not lie to you. We did not lie. We told you the truth. There were others on NBC, ABC, CBS, and Fox News that looked you right in the eye, looked at you, and lied to you. And they looked at you, and they're still lying to you today. We didn't do that. So everything we told you about all of the election fraud, it's coming out now. And here you go. The voice vote was unanimous. It was unanimous and passed the Assembly earlier this evening. Well, it's because they saw the evidence. The legislation will now move forward to the Wisconsin Rules Committee and to the Wisconsin Senate. The legislation was introduced by Representative Timothy Rathon. how it happened. Representative Ramthan bravely called for a point of order on Tuesday during an open session of the Wisconsin Assembly. He did this by asking for a privilege resolution. His legislation was referred to the Rules Committee per preliminary rules. Then debate continued on an existing bill, 7743, in the Assembly. The resolution was privileged. This way they were able to do a vote within the session that was currently in place. And the result was all yes, unanimous vote to move the legislation to the Rules Committee in the hands of Speaker Voss, a Republican. Uh-oh. Voss, a Republican. This guy here. There's a couple of them there. But anyhow, let me go on with this. And so Speaker Voss and the rest of the representatives have 10 days to answer back on whether he's going to push it to the floor for a vote. It's not clear what the Wisconsin Senate will do yet. Now, that's the first one, folks. Now, here's the second part of this. Retiring GOP Rhino. Boy, don't you hate rhinos. I mean, it's just, you're so tired. You're so absolutely tired of being betrayed. I get so tired of being betrayed, as we have been so many times. Retiring GOP Rhino Chairman of Wisconsin Rules Committee, Jim Stanecki, says zero chance I will pass Representative Ratham's resolution to decertify the 2020 election results. He knows absolutely how corrupt it was. Just like all of those courts who refused to do their job, who refused to perform the duty that they swore an oath that they would do. That's where we're at in our country today. Yesterday, Representative Timothy Ratham rocked the Wisconsin House by proposing a resolution to have the 2020 election results in the state decertified because of the massive fraud in the state. The legislation to reclaim Wisconsin's elector was advanced to the Rules Committee. Now, you folks out there, you might, I'll give you a phone number where you can call and hear. You can call a legislator. Now, I'll just give you some names of representatives, and you can call them and tell them to vote for this and keep this and pass it. Vote to pass it, all right? Here, he goes on. Before the night was over, corrupt Republican Representative Jim Stanecki already announced there's no way he will approve the resolution. Look, you folks out there listening to me, you can make the difference. You can do it. Say, look, you got robbed. You voted, many of you voted for President Trump. By far, he had the votes. He won the election. The election was stolen. And every single one that says that's not true is a liar. There's not a bit of truth in them. And you won't find one of them that'll have the guts to come on and sit across from me and talk about it. Now, I'm going to give you the names. These are all representatives and a phone number. Okay? And so you can write down, and each of you, if you'd call at least a couple of these and tell them, tell them to put the resolution through. Put the resolution through. And the toll-free number is 1-800-362-9472. That's 1-800-362-9472, okay? Now, I'll give you a list of their names, and I'll come back, and I'll give you that number again. I'm going to carry this with me and make some calls myself tomorrow. Representative number one, Voss, V-O-S, Voss, V-O-S, Voss, V-O-S, August, A-U-G-U-S-T, August, A-U-G-U-S-T, Peterson, P-E-T-E-R-S-E-N, Peterson, P-E-T-E-R-S-E-N, T-E-R-S-E-N, Vorpagel, V-O-R-P-A-G-E-L, V-O-R-P-A-G-E-L, Kuglitch, K-U-G-L-I-T-C-S-C-H, K-U-G-L-I-T-S-C-H, K-U-G-L-I-T-S-C-H, it looks like Tittle. Tittle, T-I-T-T-L, 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 Plumer, P-L-U-M-E-R, 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 Dietrich, 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 D-I-T-T-R-I-C-H, D-I-T-T-R-I-C-H, Nebauser, Nebauser, N-E-U-B-A-U-E-R, 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 Hesselbane, Hesselbane, H-E-S-S-E-L-B-E-I-N, H-E-S-S-E-L-B-E-I-N, Spreitzer, Spreitzer, S-P-R-E-I-T-Z-E-R, 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 Subic, Subic, S-U-B-E-C-K, Subic, S-U-B-E-C-K, Subic, S-U-B-E-C-K, Pope, P-O-P-E, Pope, P-O-P-E, Pope, P-O-P-E, Balde, Balde, B-A-L-D-E-H, B-A-L-D-E-H, B-A-L-D-E-H. Remember, you contact the Rules Committee, tell them to put the resolution through. To put the resolution through. Again, here. And so, here, the number to call, again, the number to call, again, is 1-800-362-9472. 1-800-362-9472. 1-800-362-9472. Folks, you ought to break down the phone lines. The phone lines should be broken down with that, with these articles. All right, let me go and take, let's go with Cliff. Cliff is here.
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm doing all right, Cliff.
Yeah, yeah. You know, there's a book available. I got this off of the Sergeant Reports of Propaganda Anecdote podcast. Had an interview a week ago with Clay Clark and Christiane Northrup, and she referenced a book, and it's actually available on Audible called Dissolving Illusions. That's Dissolving Illusions. And it's by a doctor, a woman doctor. I think she has a co-author in Maine about vaccines. She did a deep dive, but she's a kidney doctor, and she found out that the flu shots were causing damage to people's kidneys. And then she said she was going to do a deep dive on the vaccines and write a book. So I just started to look through. It looks like the writing's good. Another thing is that supposedly there's been a study in Japan, and they said for the virus itself, there's a brand of green tea extract that they said gets rid of the spike protein 99%, according to Japan. This is just straightforward green tea extract with something else in it. And I don't know if that might also do that to a degree with the vaccine, so that would be interesting. And I was going to ask Wendy, but there's also a list about 3 days ago on LifeSiteNews.com, another person's list of detox things for the vaccine. It includes a lot of familiar things like curcumin, which is some turmeric. But one of the things that was unfamiliar to me, they do sell it on Amazon for about $19, is something called M-E-E-N. M-E-E-N. But so my question is quickly, on Psalm 40, I thought a little thing was nuance was interesting. It said, towards the end of that psalm in the King James Version, it talks about driving the enemies backwards and giving them desolation. What's your take on that, driving the enemies backwards? I didn't catch that on my previously, you know, looks through the psalms, that little verse.
Well, you got, in that verse, you got like 17, in that psalm, if I remember right, you got about 17 verses.
Right, it's towards the end of the psalm.
Okay, let me turn over there. Okay. Let me see. Okay, here you go. Verse 14. Let them be ashamed and confounded that seek after my soul to destroy it. Let them be driven backward and put to shame with that wish me evil. Now, this is David talking, okay? In other words, The point that he's making is that they should be pushed into retreat, that they should be forced to retreat from their wickedness and from their evil plans that they have against him. And so that's what he's talking about. When he says, let them be desolate for a reward and their shame that they say unto me, ah, ah, okay. So that's what he's talking about, that they should be caused to retreat and abandon their wicked plans. There you go. Yeah. I got to move on. But thanks for calling. Who do we have next?
Jack,
you're in the air.
Pastor Ernie, have you heard that the FDA has banned the use of Regeneron?
No. I knew that here, that we're the only country in the world that has been using it. And I know that I've been busy calling hospitals for people, telling them that we absolutely do not want the patients in there to be given this stuff. And also, you know, Carl Evans, that killed Carl Evans. And
week the FDA said that Regeneron doesn't work against Omicron, and that they are repealing the emergency use authorization. So legally, no state is allowed to give Regeneron right now. But I contacted a clinic in San Diego that was doing Regeneron, and they said that they're no longer able to use that. But here's what they say works even better than Regeneron on Omicron. And people may have heard of GSK, which is GlaxoSmithKline, a big pharmaceutical. And they refer to it with those initials, but it's also known as Sotrovimba, and I'll spell that. It's S as in Sam, O-T-R-O, V as in Victory, I-M-B-A-B. So my advice is, if you haven't already had Omicron, is I would line up whatever therapeutics you want to use. If you want to use this GSK monoclonal antibodies, the treatment, find a place that gives it. So you're not in a panic after you've already gotten the virus, that you've got all this lined up ahead of time. But I would like you to check this out to see what you think of this product by GlaxoSmithKline as a monoclonal antibody for Omicron.
Well, you know, look, common sense tells you, because of the results, that the government is trying to kill people off. We've been talking about this for a long time now. This is not an accident. This is the depopulation process. I don't care how, you know, the confusion and everything is out there. The results is it's killing people. Now, we played you that clip of the fellow that heads the World Health Organization. He was complaining about that you're using the vaccine to kill children. You should be using it to kill the sick and the elderly instead. And so, I mean, it's what we've been telling people for a long time. This is meant to depopulate. This is a part, what they call the reset. I don't trust any of those. I wouldn't take any of them. I don't trust that government. I only trust our government to do wicked and evil, because we don't have a legitimate government anymore. It has been totally and completely corrupted. And the AMA has got no credibility.
Pardon? Regeneron. And this clinic was telling me that their patients that take this GSK product are getting better within 1 to 2 days. So I didn't know if, you know, you had a way of checking to see if, you know, what you hear about it. But it's the only one available right now as a monoclonal antibody.
Let me see what we can do. I'll get into it. We have people that do research. I have six different people that do research all the time. They're the ones that get all my material for me. And it'll come out, because
Well, Fauci made the announcement, and he said that 99% of the cases are Omicron. And so I asked this person today at the clinic, I said, well, how do you know it's 99% of the cases? I said, when you get tested, are you told what variant you have? And he said, no. He says, what happens is you're just told whether you're positive or negative, but then the sample goes to a laboratory and they test the DNA and they find out what strain it is, but you're never told what it is. So, I mean, I don't really trust the government to give me accurate figures, but they use this as an excuse to get rid of Regeneron because Fauci said it didn't work on Omicron.
Oh, okay. Okay, no, I thought you said Remdesivir. You said Regeneron.
No. Okay. No, okay. They have suspended the use of Regeneron.
Oh, okay. Yes. Well,
That's a big blow because people had nothing but good things to say about it. And I did want to say something about your comment about there may not be elections. Here's a scenario to think about. So our government is floating the possibility that if there's conflict between us and Russia, that Russia is going to hit us with destructive cyber attacks on our banking system and our electrical grid. Now, if you knock out the electricity, you're not going to be able to have elections. And you probably would have to declare martial law and suspend the elections. So we've been ginning up this conflict between us and Russia. Russia hasn't done it, we've done it, and our media is complicit. And this could be a scenario where they use this as an excuse to suspend the elections if things go really bad.
Well, I wouldn't doubt it, but here's their big problem right now is people are awake. People are, more and more people understand what's happening. The Democrats know that. The deep state knows that. They've lost all credibility. There is none of them anymore have any credibility. So-called Justice Department has no credibility as being independent. The FBI, the Federal Bureau of Insurrection, has lost all credibility. So, and nobody believes the fake news media anymore. I mean, they don't even, believe their own lies anymore.
Well, so, here's what you have to think about. Just visualize going several months without electricity, there's not going to be any communications. You won't know what the news is. You won't know who's in charge, what's happening. There's going to be no communications. Your cell phones aren't going to work. And it'll be very difficult just to survive.
Well, we've been telling you all along with Austin in there and Miley, they would be the first to say, look, we can't win this thing. We need to surrender. We need to call them up. We need to surrender. We need to give in to their demands.
Too. Look, we're dealing with traitors. These people are traitors. They're trying to destroy the United States of America.
I've been saying that for a long time. I've been telling you that for years.
I know, but I've only been listening for a little over a month.
Well, I've been telling you that. This is our 50th year. It'll be this summer. And we've been telling people. We told you back. Way back, when Obama, every day I was telling you Obama, how he purged 11 four-star generals. Every time he purged a high-ranking military man, I would tell you, and he was replacing them with bootlickers. And so, they're little by little. Everybody says Obama did nothing. He was incompetent. No, he was the best president the communists ever had. He was doing what they could not do with a war machine from within. He was destroying us from within, like a virus or a parasite, And, they're out to destroy this nation. And they're getting paid very well to do it.
Right. Well, we'll just look, we're pawns in a chess game. We'll see what happens.
Yep. All right. Well, thanks. Thanks for calling. Who did you say we had next? Mac, you're in the air.
Hey, thank you for taking my call, Pastor. With all what's going on, I'd just like to fire off an imprecatory prayer. Heavenly Father, we know what's going on. We're not stupid. I pray for Pastor Ernie Sanders and what he's doing. And I just ask, according to Luke 18, 1 to 8, the widow and the unjust judge, that you come against these people. And my list is Schumer, Soros, Gates, Pelosi, Harris, Biden, and Fauci. Just wipe them out, Lord, because they are the enemy. And I ask that you do this for Jesus' sake and in his name. Amen.
All right, thanks. Now, with that situation, it's because the longer they're in there, the more innocent people are going to die. The more innocent people are going to die. And remember, America's national sin is killing its children. And these people that you mentioned, all of them hate God and love death. They all hate God and they all love death.
Yeah,
well, thanks, man.
I love you, Pastor. God bless.
You too. Thanks. Who did you say is next? Randy, you're in the air.
Pastor Sanders. I'm calling in regards to the resolution in Wisconsin. I encourage everybody to call. We got to be activists on this. We can't just sit back and listen and do nothing. Otherwise, they win. But what I want to know is pass the resolution in Wisconsin. I plan to call tomorrow with several of these Wisconsin. What are the committee men in Wisconsin? Is that their title?
Yeah. Those are the people that are on the committee. Let me see to get that. Let me get that article here.
Okay. Thank you.
And that is what to do with it. Okay.
And the other thing, pass the resolution. Is there a number of that, a resolution bill number or something? Or what's that called, the resolution, that particular one?
That's just it. They just tell you, contact the Rules Committee. It's the Rules Committee members, and tell them to put through the resolution. That's what they're calling it. They're just calling it the resolution.
Okay,
and
call the Rules Committee members and all those names that you gave us. Oh, okay, I just wanted to clarify that. Thank you.
All righty, and then that number to call would be 1-800-362-9472. 1-800-362-9472.
Got it. Thank you.
No, thank you. Thanks for calling. Okay, we'll be back right after this with more. Don't go away.
Read his words, heed his signs. Can't you see these are the times? Earthquakes, famines, and pestilence are all on the rise. The love of man is waxing cold, just like the way that he foretold. With all these things now happening before our eyes, can't you feel the kingdom coming? Can't you sense a new day dawning, rising like the morning sun with healing in his wings? Rid up your minds to be hearts to be receiving the soon to be returning Lord of Lords and King of Kings. When he comes in the clouds, each and every knee shall bow, every ear shall hear him, shall see. His trump will sound, his fire will flash, as lightning shines from east to west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Can't you feel the kingdom coming? Can't you sense a new day dawning, rising like the morning sun with heat? healing in his wings. Rid up your minds to be believing. Prepare your hearts to be receiving the soon to be returning Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Our Savior and Deliverer and Redeemer, the Messiah, Jesus Christ, El Shaddai, Yahshua, hallelujah. Can't you feel the kingdom coming? Can't you sense a new day dawning? Rising like the morning sun with healing in his wings. Rid up your minds to be believing. Prepare your hearts to be receiving the soon to be returning.
Alrighty, we're back, and the Occupational Safety and Health Administration announced Tuesday that they were withdrawing Joe Biden's workplace vaccine mandate for companies over 100 employees. The ruling will take effect on Wednesday. Okay, that was today. It took effect today. Right, so this comes after the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that forcing employees to take experimental vaccines for the coronavirus was illegal, unconstitutional. Who did you say we had next there?
AC.
AC, you're in the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Pastor.
Yes.
Yes. Last week, last two Fridays, and during the week between then, you were talking about the rapture. And
yep.
You kind of had a debate with one of your co-hosts, or maybe both of them, and you said that if someone's post-tribber, mid-tribber, they won't be, you know, they'll be in the tribulation period. And that is exactly right, okay? Because whosoever doesn't believe in a pre-trib rapture won't be going in one. And that's, thus saith the Lord, according to Revelation chapter 3, verse 3. There's one flight out of here. And if you miss it, you're left behind. It's that simple. It's just like going to the airport.
He tells you in several places that he's going to return for those that are looking for his return.
Right. And the timing is important.
Yep.
Jesus does not accept all these different views on the rapture. He clearly taught a pre-trib rapture. Paul enhanced what Jesus taught on a pre-trib rapture. We find the book of Revelation. The Church of Philadelphia, they were the only church, the only Christian church in those letters that was promised a rapture. And it was a pre-trib rapture. Because they had kept the word of God's patience, they were kept from the hour of temptation, that is the seven-year tribulation period.
Well, but there's seven different ascensions that people like to refer to a rapture, that if they're taken out, and they refer to these as the rapture. I don't have a problem with that if that's what they want to do. I look at the two, and I look at that with sure. What Scripture teaches. So, and that is it clearly teaches the rapture of the church age saints and the tribulation saints. Two of them.
Right. That's 144,000.
So there you go.
Exactly. But so people better get on the same page with Jesus, because otherwise they're going to be left behind.
Yep.
I mean, you know, you.
Well, if you go there too, if you look at we're not talking about the rapture, but remember John said, "Who are these people?" Here in Revelation 7, he said, "Those are the people that were martyred during the tribulation period, the saints that were martyred during the tribulation period." So you know they've been taken up, okay, to be with the Lord. So, there you go. Those were, you know, here's the thing. People, there's some people that can, you can hear something without really hearing it. Do you know what I mean? You know how you're talking to some people sometime, and they might be nodding,
yeah.
But you know that their mind's totally someplace else. They're out chasing rabbits.
Right.
And so what happens is there will be people that will actually really understand when they hear the gospel, the salvation message, will finally really understand it during the tribulation period. Those people will get saved, but they'll be martyred during that tribulation period. And so there you go. You know, and a lot of people are going to wonder what happened to all of us, huh?
Well, you know, when the rapture takes place, there's no running away. And people are going to go to the graveyard, and they're going to see the graves of the saved opened up and the graves of the damned left untouched. What a shock.
Yeah, and but there's going to be a lot of other things. There's a lot of theories because flesh and blood cannot enter into the kingdom, and a lot of people
right.
believe that what for a lot of folks is going to be artificial limbs, pieces of false teeth, and all kinds of artificial things left there along with blood, that the blood will be left behind.
Okay, you mentioned the blood, all right?
Yep.
Now, that makes sense, and I'll tell you why it makes sense. What has been trampled on by the human race? The blood of Jesus.
Amen.
So wouldn't it be fitting for the blood of those that have been raptured to be left behind to remind people of the blood? Wouldn't that be fitting?
Oh, I think it would be. I know it would definitely.
Yeah. Because that people have trampled the blood. They're trampling the blood now.
Yeah, you're right. I got to move on though. But listen,
okay.
Thanks for calling. Yes, those are some good comments. Who did you have next there?
Hold on 1 second.
Okay, we'll be just before I take the next call. Just before, let me do this very quickly. Okay. All right. Christian mayor sparks holy war as he withholds cash over LGBT promotions. Library officials across the country who want to promote the LGBTQ, that's the lewd, gross, belligerent, transgressing, queer agenda, with their institutions, which funded by taxes, often use the system to do just that. They set up procedures so that they are the ones who choose to books to buy, and they buy the ones that fit their ungodly, unclean agenda. It's a fight that has come up over and over with members of the public who object to the explicit materials often on the losing end when they argue with that corrupt, that stinking corrupt system. And here, now a mayor has decided that since part of the system is responsible to forward a huge payment to a local library system that promotes the lewd, gross, belligerent, transgressing queer issues, he disagrees with it and is not going to do it. God, can you believe it? Here's a mayor with courage, finally, with integrity and honor and decency. And library officials are already strategizing. That's the unclean. Those are the wicked, the unclean, to retaliate. So, anyhow, there you go. I have RJ?
JR.
Hey, JR.
Yeah, Ernie. I disagree with something that you said.
How dare you disagree with me?
Just on this thing, you blame the voters that voted for Biden. And in the scriptures, I see that God sets up kings, so God wanted Biden there. And also, that's what I have to say.
Well, now, the Bible clearly teaches that it's a sin to vote for wicked men. And so God gave them the opportunity to do the right thing. He gave them the free will to do the right thing or to sin. And they chose, those people that voted for Biden sinned.
But now, they were going to steal the election anyway. It didn't matter if everybody would have voted for Trump.
Yeah, no, I know. Well, that's kind of like saying that if you and me were out there and I shot at you, but I missed, but somebody else hit you, I shouldn't be held responsible because I missed you, right? Now look, God's word, the Bible says.
When Hillary ran, and everybody thought she was going to win, right? But God wanted Trump there. So if God wanted Biden, because there's a lot of people that are turning to God through these things that are going on right now.
Well, look, God gives...
Daniel, that God sets up the kingdom.
All right, so then you're telling me that God wanted over 100 million babies to be aborted because they're being aborted right now today, okay? Now, you see, God has raised us up for this time. We have the responsibilities. The people that let God down the most who dishonored God the most, are the pastors in a pulpit. It was up to them to lead that fight against the unclean, the wicked. 1973, even going back to 62, the pastors should have marched on Washington, D.C. and put that very corrupt court on trial for treason against God and country. The pastors failed. Then, in 73, again, pastors should have marched on Washington, D.C. and put that corrupt court that was supreme only in its sin and its rebellion against God on trial, but they failed. And not just the pastors, but the people that should have stood with them. They failed. They failed. They were more concerned about living comfortably than standing and fighting the fight. And so God did not want 100 million dead babies, okay? It happened because people failed to do what they were supposed to do.
I'm not talking about that. I'm just talking about the election. God, in his word, says that he sets up. So if he wanted Biden on the throne there and as president, well, he's there for a reason. God put him there for a reason.
Well, no, God also says that people have placed kings that God did not choose, that you have placed over you a king that I did not choose. And so here, I want you to do this. I want you to go to Proverbs chapter 24, and I want you to read, starting in Proverbs 24, starting with verse 21, and read it all the way through 26. Proverbs 24, 21 through 26. All right, I got to move on. Thanks for calling. Who do we have over there now? Sean, you're in the air.
Hey, brother. Thanks for what you guys are doing. I'll just make it brief. I'm just confident in what this gentleman's saying here, to how God wanted Biden. It's like God will allow us to get the right person or bad person in office, whether it's governor, mayor, whoever. He will allow us. But he wants us to get the right person in office. But when we do what we want, we're going to pay for it. And this is what's happening. You know, I mean, yeah, I don't want to see Nancy and all those. I don't want to see them go to the wrong place. But in the meantime, while they're in office, they need to get out. We need to get the right people in place and get them out and get people in place that's going to do their job according to our Constitution, most of all according to the Bible. So God, you know, God will allow us to put whoever in office. But if it doesn't line up with his standards, we're going to pay for it.
So would you say that Biden and Chuckie Schumer and Nancy Pelosi and that ungodly court, would you call that tyranny?
Yeah.
Okay. So what does God tell you?
I don't hate them, and I do pray for them. We do have to pray for them, but yeah, they're showing they're not doing the right thing. They're showing they want to do what they want. You know, they're looking to the physical instead of the spiritual, and he's giving them time. I always tell people God has given them time to do the right thing, but eventually he's going to step in and say, that's it, no more.
Well, from Genesis to Revelation, without a bit of a stutter, not one, he tells you that resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. Resistance to tyranny is obedience to God, and failure to resist tyranny is always disobedience to God. And again, you'll find that from Genesis to Revelation.
Exactly.
So there's no stuttering going on.
For the truth.
Yep.
We got to look and see what the truth says. I always tell people my opinion, but I also give them what the word says. I say, read the word for yourself.
Yep, absolutely.
God bless, brother. Thank you for what you guys are doing.
Well, thank you. God bless, and thanks for calling. Okay. Who's next? We're running up. We don't have... Okay, well, I don't have time to take any more calls tonight, folks. So, anyhow, we get to this, again, everything we talked about tonight's important, but everything we talked about tonight, all these people that we just named, they're going to be forgotten, okay? Not by God. God won't forget them, okay? And God always does exactly what he says he'll do. And what he says he'll do here is God so loved the world that he gave his only son that whosoever should believe on him will have everlasting life. Now, when he says that, first of all, he's not saying that he loves every single individual, because he clearly states in the scripture that there are some of those that, in fact, the Bible says God hates those that commit iniquity, okay? But what he is telling you is this, that sin has to be atoned for. And since man could never, since we could never do, we could never pay the price for our sins, the sins that we've committed, the transgressions against God, that the Lord Jesus Christ voluntarily laid his life down to spare us an eternity in torment, eternity in hellfire. And you know, when Jesus said upon that cross, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do," what the Father did, said, "All right, here's the conditions. The condition is this: you people that cried out and said, 'Crucify, crucify,' that very man that you cried out, you need to get on your knees before now, and you need to beg that man to be your Lord. You need to repent." Now, the vast majority of those people wouldn't do that because they had a wicked and a prideful heart. But that was the requirement that the Father set. The very wicked, those very same people that cried, "Crucify," had to now call upon the Lord and beg forgiveness. What you have to do is exactly what Jesus said. Pray to the Father. Ask to have your sins forgiven. And I mean, see, here's the thing. You have to meet it, because you got to understand this. If you don't, hell is forever. And right now, if you are unsaved, it's like you're walking on a spider web over the lake of fire, folks. You don't know if you're going to run out of tomorrow's tonight. A lot of people are. And then when you've done that, you ask the Lord Jesus to be the Lord of your life, all of your life, and all things. And you do this without reservations. Now, he's got to be number one. Jesus said that he has to come before mother and father, sister, beloved. He's got to be first. And then if you'll do that, you will become a new believer, a born-again believer, an heir of the kingdom. And that will be the most important thing that you've ever done, the greatest thing that you've ever done. Because if you've done that, then you will receive the promise. You will receive eternal life. You will become a new believer. You will start to change, and you will be indwelt. Right then, you will be indwelt with the Holy Spirit. Now, everything that I just told you, you have God's word. You've got God's word upon that. Now, there is nothing that's as sure as God's word. It is the only thing that you can completely and totally count on. We're out of time for tonight. So, like always, as we say, good night, God bless, and always, always, always keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.